Path, Book One, played by Charles Owen. It's 2 o'clock and welcome to Afternoon Concert with me, Penny Gore, and a Russian Thursday opera matinee. A performance from the Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow of Rimsky-Korsakov's The Snow Maiden, conducted by Tugan Sokiev. It's a classic of the repertory. This 2017 production was the 7th in the theatre's history since it first appeared there in 1893. The Snow Maiden opens with a prologue, setting the scene in the frozen land of the Berendeians in times gone by. Spring Beauty and Grandfather Frost have a daughter, the young Snow Maiden, but this has angered the sun god. The Snow Maiden, sung by the soprano Olga Selivestova, announces that she wants to live among humans and experience their lives. And when two peasants agree to adopt her, she bids farewell to the forest that's always been her home.
Yeah, 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 y Oh, дочка наша, а вот мы все, не ценяника бойца, никому не пешему дома, ни следу нет, ее терял. Thank you. Thank you.
The snow maiden leaves the forest to go and live in the village, and it's soon clear that human emotions are a mystery to her. She's fascinated by the singing of Lil, a shepherd boy of her own age, the contralto Alexandra Cadorina, and she unwittingly creates a falling out between an engaged couple, Kupava, and her fiancé, Mizgir. He takes one glance at the snow maiden and falls in love, alarming the villagers, who take the whole matter to the attention of Tsar Berendier. Act two opens at the Tsar's court. Kupava's case is briskly dealt with, and the errant Mizgir is banished. But when the Tsar's confronted with the snow maiden, he too is bowled over by her beauty. On discovering that she's seemingly unable to fall in love, which appears to be the reason why the kingdom is locked in eternal winter, he offers a reward to any man who can melt her heart and agrees to suspend Mizgir's banishment so he can try his luck. Apologies, a bit of a false start there, but we'll continue with the first act of Rimsky-Korsakov's The Snow Maiden.
Thank you. Thank you. Спаси мой царь, спаси мой царь, Боярские дети, ты с полной Yeah. пришла твоя пора. Ищи себе по сердцу друга.
Thank you.
contest is on to win the affections of the Snow Maiden as the second act of Rimsky-Korsakov's opera ends in this performance from Moscow's Bolshoi Theatre in 2017. Well, in the end, it's the shepherd boy Liel who brings about the crucial change when he chooses Kupava as his sweetheart during an entertainment of folk singing and dancing. The Snow Maiden suddenly feels the pangs of jealousy and, for the first time, the true wish to be able to feel love. So in the final act of Rimsky-Korsakov's opera, she calls on the help of her mother, Spring Beauty, who grants her the gift of love. And suddenly, spring explodes into life across the kingdom. The Snow Maiden can now return the love that Ms. Geer is so desperate to offer her. But the vengeful sun god can't be thwarted. As she declares her feelings, his rays melt the Snow Maiden, leaving Ms. Geer in despair. The Tsar explains to his people that the curse on the land is finally lifted, and the opera ends with a hymn of praise to the sun god.
Thank you. Genza Concic, yes, in your name, bravo. Песню наградить певца любви, горячий.
Thank you. Thank you.
Даешь ли ты любовь?
snow maiden has experienced love, but it brings about her downfall at the end of this Moscow Bolshoi Theatre production of Rimsky-Korsakov's opera, conducted by Tugan Sokhiev. The snow maiden was Olga Selivestova. Yeliel was Alexandra Kadorina. Kupava, Anna Nechieva. Mizgir, Elchin Azizov. Tsar Berendier, Bogdan Volkov. Spring, Agunda Kulaeva. Frost, Gleb Nikolsky. Bobil Bakula, Roman Moravitsky, and his wife Marina Lapina. And there are two more Russian operas at hand here on Radio 3. Shostakovich's Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk is our opera on 3 on Saturday at 6:30. And next week in afternoon concert, the masterpiece by Rimsky's friend Mussorgsky, Boris Godunov, is from Gothenburg.